Okay. What is voodoo magic? Yeah.
See, in there is the gross reality, there is subtle reality, and there is spiritual reality. Now, in subtle reality, there are many ways in which things can be processed and controlled by factors which are not understandable according to our normal laws of physics. So, in the Vedic culture, it is called as black magic. There is tantra. Now, tantra is one particular branch of Vedic knowledge wherein the idea is there is control of matter ultimately for the axis of spirit. So within tantra there is right hand tantra and there is left hand tantra. Right hand tantra means where matter is controlled for the sake of good purposes. Whereas black magic is where matter is controlled for the sake of harming others. Now there are such the science has also found out many examples of some subtle correlations between things which is not explainable by gross methods. So, for example, if I am sitting here and somebody is behind me, and then if that person is staring at me, most of us, we get a sex in somebody is looking at me, and sometimes we look at that person and then that person looks away. So what happens is they did an experiment. If it's purely statistical probability, then if I am sitting here and then you ask me, is that person staring at you or not? So there is a BBC video also on this topic of it's all was put in the sixth sense. That is the rubric under which this was discussed. They say they had an experiment. So can you see? Can you see? Is he staring or not staring? So yes, no, if it is just 50% probability, if I were simply guessing. But almost everyone, they got this right more than 50%, 60%, 70%. And some people got it right almost 95%. So now there are no eyes at the back of our head. So how are people able to see what is behind? There is just no explanation, but there is clear documentation of evidence that people are able to sense it. How? They don't know. So there is basically modern science by focusing on the gross matter gives us tremendous control and predictable prediction capacity over a certain chunk of reality. But there is much that is beyond. So black magic involves, or voodoo magic is the Western, is the basically African version mostly of that traditional magic where there are different people, just like in this world, we see that some people have more memory, some people have less memory. And sometimes people play this tossing balls and you have 5-6 balls. Before the second ball comes up, then you have to toss this other ball. Now some people can do it brilliantly. Other people think, even one ball I can't manage. So why? This is just different capacity by different levels of karma. So like that, some people by their past karma have this capacity to control subtle matter a bit more. And they may get some training from someone. So this voodoo magic is basically the capacity to control matter by accessing subtle laws of nature. That's how they may put some spell on someone or they may do some incantation and then that person may face some problems. So that happens because at the subtle level people are being attacked and using the changes at the subtle level. Now much of this is quite often imagination. It's not reality. Very few people actually have this power to do voodoo magic and people just make a lot of bluster about it. But there are some people who do have that ability and sometimes they may use it to cast spells or to bring about some harm to people. Now, in general, if we are devoted to Krishna, then these subtle forces usually do not have effect on devotees. And if sometimes some devotees are attacked, then they may use some special mantras of invoking the presence of Narasimhadev. Narasimha Kavach mantras and others, they are used to counter the effect of such black magic sort of things.